Now let's move on up to the solar plexus chakra. Now this chakra is located right at the upper abdomen, right at the navel in the stomach area, and it is directly associated with self-esteem and confidence. This is associated also with the element of fire. It is the home of our personal power, our motivation, our will and ability to manifest our deepest desires. Now, it also controls our digestion, where we transform nourishment into the most valuable energy that we need for our body, right? So blockages in this chakra are often experienced through digestive issues like ulcers, heartburn, eating disorders, indigestion. The solar plexus chakra is literally our power center. It really affects our decision-making. It also controls our temper. If you ever feel powerless or victimized, or you feel like you're giving your power away, this is an indication of a blockage in your solar plexus. If you feel like you're not committed to acting on your plans or dreams because of poor self-esteem, or you believe like you can't, this is an indication of a blockage in your solar plexus. If you have too much energy here running, sometimes you'll become a little power hungry. You might have an overinflated ego. So anytime you feel like you have an inability to commit, inability to follow through with your goals, and you're feeling out of control with your temper, this is generally an indication that we need to work on our solar plexus. Now, the solar plexus, like I said, is a fire element. And so through nature, if you want to balance it, it's really great to go out and sit in the sun, soak it up, get all that vitamin D, or even sitting by an actual bonfire is really rejuvenating for your solar plexus. Now, the color associated with the solar plexus chakra is yellow. And so wearing yellow, being around yellow crystals, yellow light is gonna be really beneficial for balance, but also again, consuming yellow foods. So things like bananas, turmeric, ginger, pineapple, these are all really great balancing foods for your sacral chakra. Now, if we wanna go ahead and incorporate movement, which we've been doing with yoga, any poses that really focus on your core strength are gonna be great for your solar plexus. So things like boat pose, triangle, plank, anything that focuses on your abdomen is gonna be great for the solar plexus. Now lastly, again, if you wanna create affirmations or you wanna journal or you wanna meditate, you are gonna use the term I do.